It's your call. Antarctica, the early 1900s. You and your two companions are nearing the end of a 1,500-mile trek to a nameless spot on the South Polar Plateau. To say conditions are harsh would be an understatement. Temperatures can get so low that you risk frostbite even when bundled in your reindeer hide sleeping bags. The jagged frozen landscape provides constant challenges, including the danger of crevasses cracking open unexpectedly beneath your feet, plunging you into their depths. At times, you have been on the verge of starvation. Your presence here today is the result of countless decisions, great and small, made along the way. Right now, you are faced with a decision greater than any that came before. One of your companions has fallen so ill with scurvy, he can no longer walk. 70 miles of dangerous terrain lie ahead of you before you reach the safety of your base camp, and you will have to drag him on the sledge, adding an almost unbearable weight to that of your ice-encrusted tent and the last remnants of food keeping you alive. The reality of the situation is grim. You must maintain a steady pace each day, regardless of the weather, to reach the next depot of supplies before those on hand run out. Your daily distances have fallen off and continue to fall. The sick man, already perilously near death, is unlikely to survive the remainder of the journey. With his extra weight further reducing your daily mileage, neither will you and your other companion. You all know the fate that lies ahead. The sick man tells the two of you to leave him here on the barrier and march on ahead with a sledge and supplies to save yourselves while you can. The three of you have developed a close camaraderie during your long walk. Leaving him to perish on the ice is inconceivable. The obvious ethical human decision to shoulder your burden and do your best. The situation is not so straightforward. You are seamen, and the sick man is your commanding officer. He has commanded you to leave him behind. The one thing that has been repeatedly drilled into you throughout your entire working life is this. There is no occasion on which you can refuse to comply with the order of an officer. To obey means the two of you have at least a chance at survival. To refuse is mutiny and certain death for all three of you. The choice is now yours. It's your call. How will you decide? This was a real event faced by real people. They did have to make this call. Their decision and the outcome may surprise you. You will find the rest of this story later in this book.